Good morning.
Morning.
早上好。
I know you have no idea what I'm going to say this morning.
我想你们根本不知道我今天要讲什么。
But I am grateful to be here.
哦，非常高兴能够到这里来。
Earlier we heard the verse, "This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it."
这是天父，这一天是。This is the day of God, 是神所造的一天，我们当在其中欢喜快乐。
That means we're thankful.
我们要非常的感恩。
谢谢你。
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
谢谢你们，非常感谢。
I sincerely appreciate what you have done.
我们非常的感谢你们所做的一切。
No words can express my gratitude.
不是用语言能够表达的。
How do these expressions make you feel?
这样的表达能够让你们感觉怎么样？
Are they just nice courtesies?
是不是只是一个很友好的一个客套？
Or is it, you know, something sincere from my heart?
还是从真心中的一个表达？
Well, I am sincere. I am grateful to be here and have this opportunity to share this message with you.
我们真是非常的从真心中表达感谢，来今天来分享这样的信息。
And from God's point of view,Thanksgiving and appreciation are far more than courtesies if they are expressed sincerely.
从神的角度来看，真正的感恩比一个一个客套要重要得多。
In God's terms, they are universal expressions of relationship.
用神的话来说，这是一种普世性的表达，是一种关系人与人之间关系的一个普世性的表达。
Because this is the way he would like to see the Christian life lived out.
因为这是神所愿意看到一个基督徒他在他生活当中所活出来的。
That we are thankful in all circumstances.
我们在任何情况下都要心存感恩。
And so as we approach the Thanksgiving holiday in the United States,
当我们来到美国，当我们临近美国的传统的感恩节的时候，
this is really relevant.
这是个非常相关的一个话题。
Because when we say thank you and when we are grateful,
当我们说感谢你，然后心存感恩的时候，
what we are conveying are a sense of humility, love, and a desire for relationship.
我们在表达我们一种谦卑，我们一种真诚，我们一种有一种愿意建立一种关系。
And that's what I want you to see from our passage today. It comes from Colossians 3.
这是我们从今天的这个经节中能看到的。我们读哥罗西书第三章。
And what I hope you'll see here is the way God wants thanks to be expressed.
我们在这里看到神愿意怎么样把我们的感恩表达出来。
God wants us to say thank you in response to what He has done for us.
神愿意说，愿意因我们对他所做的所做出的反应来说感谢。
And he expects that to be expressed in the way we personally live out our lives.
神愿意我们表达我们的，我们说我们感谢是通过我们生活来表达出来。
God also expects us to say thank you, expressed in the role we play in his community.
神也愿意让我们表达我们的感谢是从我们在教会当中所扮演的一个角色，在这个扮演角色当中把它表达出来。
God's community is the church. It's you.
神的一个团体是就是我们大家，就是教会。
And so it's the way we interact with each other.
所以在这教会中，我们彼此之间能有一些相关。
And God expects us to say thank you, expressed in the way the church lives out its life in the world.
神愿意让我们在我们的整个教会，在整个世上生活当中，也能表达谢对神的感谢。
Okay, so before we get started, I'm going to share a brief story with you.
当我们开始以前，我们有一个小短的故事。
It's kind of a humorous story.
有一点点幽默。
And it's the way not to give thanks.
是不感谢的一个故事。
Now imagine two people in a field.
想象有两个人在一个田野里面。
Two guys.
两个男的。
They're walking along.
他们在那走路。
And they see a very angry bull.
他们看到一个非常这个恼怒的牛。
And the bull is upset that they're in his pasture.
那个牛很生气，因为他们挡路了。
And so the bull rushes at them.
这个牛就冲过去了。
So what do you think they do?
你们他们应该干嘛
That's right, they start running.
他们开始跑。
They're trying to get away.
他们要逃掉。
And they realize they can't run fast enough.
他们发现他们不如牛跑得快。
And so one man says to the other man, quick, say a prayer.
另外一个说就你赶紧祷告。
And the other man says, I don't know any.
他说我不知道怎么祷告。
And he says, well, this is a good time to learn one.
哦，这现在是正好是学的时间。
And so he says, I remember one thing I used to say at the dinner table.
我只记得我在晚饭的时候记得一句话。
And so he quickly says, Lord, for what we are about to receive, we are thankful.
神啊，为了我们马上要得到的这些，我感谢你。
Now this is not the way you want to say thank you.
这你们不应该你们不是在这样的情况下来说感谢的。
He has nothing to say and there's no relationship that he can call on for help. He's nothing to say.
他不知道应该怎么说。
Because he has no relationship to the person he's calling on for help.
因为他和那个要提供帮助的人能够寻求帮助的人他没有任何的关系。
Now just before we look at our text, let me tell you how God wants you to say thank you.
当我们看到我们经文的时候我们看看神让我们怎么样来说感谢。
And this example is not on the PowerPoint, but it comes from Luke, the 17th chapter, and verses 12 through 17.
这一部分没有在那个上面是在路加福音。
Yes, I'm just going to quickly summarize it for you.
Wait, 路加福音
Yes, it's from Luke 17.
路加福音17章
Verses 12 through 17.
第12节到第17节
And I will quickly summarize it.
我很快地把它总结一下
Jesus is on his way back to Galilee.
耶稣在回到加利利的时候
And he decides to take a shortcut through Samaria.
他决定抄近路从撒玛利亚过。
It's a place of foreigners, and the Jews don't get along with these people.
那是一群人，他们犹太人跟他们不是很友好的。
But he runs into some people who shout out, "Jesus, have mercy on us!"
他碰到一群人，他们在喊说：“耶稣，怜悯我们。”
And that's because they're lepers.
因为他们是打麻风的人。
And they have no way to be healed of their disease.
他们没有办法医治他们的病。
And so Jesus extends mercy to them.
然后耶稣就怜悯他们。
He tells them, go show yourselves to the priests.
他说把你们自己显给祭司去看。
You have been healed.
你们已经被治愈了。
And these were 10 people.
他们有十个大麻风人。
And so they quickly run off to the priests.
他们很快就跑到祭司那里去。
But one of them stops and turns around and comes back.
其中一个人突然停下来然后转过身来又回到耶稣面前。
And he gives glory to God.
他把荣耀归给神。
Thanks for healing me.
神感谢你来医治我。
And Jesus says,
耶稣说
Where are the rest?
那些人去哪儿了呢
Weren't there 9 or 10 others with you?
他们你不是有十个人吗不是有九个人和你在一起吗
Go, your faith has healed you.
你去吧平安去吧你的信救了你。
Now here's someone who is interested in relationship.
因为这里有一个人他非常在意和神那个关系。
And in saying thank you, he recognized something very special had happened.
他发现有一个人非常的特别的他愿意把他把感谢献给神。
This is the kind of thanks that we're going to be talking about today.
这就是我们今天要讲的一个感恩。
Let's pray and then get started with our text.
让我们来祷告。
Lord God, we are grateful for this opportunity to examine your word.
神我们感谢你给我们这样的机会能够考察能够学习你的话。
And we are grateful to learn what it means to say thank you in your terms.
我们非常感恩让我们能够知道如何用你的话来说感谢那意味着什么
We pray you'll open our minds and hearts to hear what you have to say
求你打开我们的心打开我们让我们能够听到你所说的话
Bless the one who preaches and forgive him his sins
让我们能够祝福我们的口也能够赦免我们的罪
In Jesus name amen
我们奉耶稣名祷告 Amen
Okay, why don't you open your Bibles to if you have them to Colossians 3We're going to look at verses 15 through 17. For those of you who don't have a Bible, it'll be on the screen.
如果有圣经的话，请你打开哥罗西书第三章十五节到第十五节到十七节。如果你没有圣经的话，可以看这边。中文。
Good. All right. Let's read it together.
我们一同来读。
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace.And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing songs, hymns,
and the
spiritual songs
with
gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father. Okay. These are really special words.
这是一个很特别的话。
They don't only talk about thanksgiving, they talk about love, and they talk about community.
它不仅仅是讲到感谢，它讲到是爱和讲到一个团体。
As a matter of fact, the book of Colossians is about a new community that had become the people of God.
哥罗西书是关于一群来到神面前的这样一个新的群体。
And now they were being challenged by false teachings and philosophies and a desire to return to their old way of life.
这个群体他面临的一个挑战就是要回到原来那种旧的方式去，那些被一些错误的教导和一些哲学来挑战他们。
Just for some background, the Apostle Paul, who wrote this letter, tries to warn them that this false teaching has to do with secret knowledge and mystical experiences and the worship of angels is false.
保罗在这个信中说提到这些错误的教导，包括有一些神秘的一些经验，一些特殊的奥秘上的一些知识，还有敬拜天使等等这些错误的一些教导。
He assures them that by becoming a part of the family of God, their relationship in Christ is all sufficient.
他告诉他们说，作为一个新的群体和基督的关系是足够的。
When you know Jesus, no other secret knowledge is necessary.
当你认识基督的时候，你不需要知道任何奥秘的一些知识。
He then explains to them why they need to live this new life in this way.
然后他解释说为什么人们需要这样有这样一个新的生活。
And he also explains to them their new union with Christ should result in holy living.
他同样解释说这样一个当与基督联合的时候就会有一个新的生活，一个圣洁的生活。
Rooted down deeply, growing up fruitfully.
向下扎根，能够向上结果。
This is what it means. It means to grow up in a holy living kind of way.
这就是它所意味着，它表示有一个新的一个圣洁的生活。
Let's look at some of the verses just leading up to our text today.
让我们看一些经文。
If we briefly look at Colossians 3, verses 12 through 14, it's not on a PowerPoint, unfortunately.
我们很快的看一下第三章十二节到第十节 12 to 14, right?
Yes.
十二节到十四节，它没有在这个幻灯上面。
Yeah, the verses leading up to this, Paul's trying to tell them what this new life is supposed to be like. And he says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
这就是保罗告诉他们，作为一个新的群体选民，他们应该怎么样生活？应该是要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。
He says, "Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you have with each other."
彼此饶恕，能够彼此包容，彼此饶恕。
He says, "Forgive as the Lord forgave you."
主怎么饶恕你们，也要彼此怎么样彼此的饶恕。
And over all these virtues, put on love.
所有的这些美德都包容在爱里面。
You know, the Christian community is supposed to be a love-creating community.
你要知道一个基督徒的一个群体是一个有充满爱的一个群体。
And in Corinthians it tells us that love is patient, love is kind.
在哥林多前书说爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
It does not boast and it is not proud.
爱是不嫉妒，不自夸，不张狂。
Finally, it says love never fails.
爱是永不止息。
And this is similar to our theme for this year.
这和我们今年的主题是非常一致的。
This is the idea of the passage.
这就是这段经文的一些主题。
What Paul does is he warns the Colossians, in order to do this, you've got to get rid of the old ways first. You have to get rid of the old roots.
保罗警告这些人说，你要想有一个新的生活，你必须把那个老的东西把它彻底清除掉。
And Paul says, when you live like this way, it has to be with an attitude of gratitude.
保罗再说，如果你们要想这样的生活，你们必须有一个感恩的 心态。
Now, if you don't remember anything else about this message today, I want you to remember this one thing.
如果你什么都没有记得今天，那么你记得一件事情。
The attitude is gratitude.
你的心态是一种感恩，要有一个感恩的心态。
I'm not sure what it sounds like in Chinese, but in English, there's a rhyme to it.
在英文呢是很押韵的，中文我没有翻译不出这个味道来。
So that's the background for the text. And what I want you to look at in terms of the verses, let's go to the next slide if we can.
这是这个哥罗西书前的一个背景。那么我们现在看我们这个经文要讲什么内容。
This is what I want you to get out of this. The attitude is gratitude.
感恩的心啊，一个你的心是个感恩的心。
And look at these verses. It says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts and be thankful.
让基督的平安在你的心中扎根，然后心存感谢。
Teach and admonish one another.
彼此的教导和劝勉。
And it talks about us singing songs to each other.
然后彼此唱歌。
When was the last time you sang a song to each other?
然后你什么时候最后一次彼此对唱的唱歌的时候呢？
I mean not in church.
不一定在教会。
And not be embarrassed.
也不要感到难为情。
And it says with gratitude in your hearts to God.
在你心中要常存感谢的心。
And finally it says, and whatever you do, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
最后说不论你做什么总要奉耶稣基督的名来做。
And how does it say to do it? Giving thanks to God the Father.
然后呢借着他来感谢父神。
Yeah, but now how do you do this when people do really bad things to you?
当别人对你不好的时候你怎么能够做这些呢？
Yeah, no, maybe they didn't kill a member of your family, but maybe they were nasty.
虽然也许他没有谋杀过人，但是他可能让你觉得很烦，很讨厌。
A little mean or discourteous.
Yeah, 他对你很不好。
You know, they weren't paying attention, and maybe they had something to do. They were moving very quickly. They were going too fast.
Yeah, 他们可能太快。
And they made some mistake.
他做了很多的坏错事情。
But it offended you.
他让你感到他对你有一些侵犯。
And now perhaps they have done something for which you say to yourself, I don't ever want to speak to them again.
也许他做了一些事情让你说我以后再也不要理他了。
Have you ever felt this way?
你没有这样感觉?
I know nobody has ever felt this way here.
我知道没人这样感觉的。
What did you do about it?
你们会怎么做呢?
Now, I'm not saying we should be thankful for bad things that happen to us.
我不是说要为一些坏的事情来感谢这些坏的事情。
And I'm not saying that we should be thankful for tragedies.
我也不是说要感谢这些悲剧。
But I'm going to explain that to you a little bit further, in our message today.
我下边会进一步的来解释这什么意思。
This brings us to our first part of our message. God expects us to say thank you in response to what he has done for us, expressed in the way we personally live out our lives.
这是我们要讲的第一点。神愿意让我们为他所做的来感谢他，然后用我们生活来把这种感谢表达出来。
Someone once said to me that in Asian culture that it's not enough just to say thank you.
很多人按照亚洲的这个习惯说，光说一句谢谢是不足够的。
At least not just with words.
至少说不能仅存在这个口头上。
They said to me, if you really want to say thank you.
他说如果你真的想表达感谢的话
You will show your thanks.
你把它做出来。
And God really says the same thing. If you really want to say thank you,
神也讲同样的，如果你真的要表达感谢
You will show your thanks.
你把它一个表现，用你的行为把它表达出来。
But when people make you upset, sometimes this is difficult to do.
当有些人很恼火的时候，这是很难的。
Now in this first verse, in verse 15, it says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts and be thankful.
第十五节说让基督的平安住到你的在你们心里面做主，所以你们才能心存感谢。
But what this verse is really saying is that you can't be thankful without the peace of Christ ruling in your hearts.
这句话的意思就是说，如果没有耶稣基督住在你的里面，你们不可能有如果没有耶稣基督的平安住在你的里面，你就不可能有一颗感恩的心。
This is why we can be thankful when people do bad things to us or when tragedies occur.
这就是为什么当别人对我们做不好事情的时候，我们仍然能够心存感恩。
We're not thankful for the tragedy, but we're thankful for the way forward that God provides in the middle of the tragedy, in the middle of the bad thing that happens to us.
我们不是去感谢那些悲剧，而是感谢我们有这样一个机会能够表达我们的感谢，而且能够神让我们在这种灾难当中能够度过，来感谢我们的神。
God uses trials and tragedies in the Christian's life to develop our character.
神利用在基督徒当中使用一些苦难来建造我们的品格。
This is how we root down fruitfully, root down deeply, and be fruitful. It's our response to these tragedies and bad things that happen to us.
所以我们能够在我们的里面深深的扎根，以至于我们对一些苦难和悲剧能够有一个正确的一个回应。
And the real key to the verse up there, verse 15, is the word rule.
在一个这样一个关键词在这句话是一个作王作主。
Originally, this word meant to act as an umpire.
这个原来这个词的意思就是说，就是像一个君王，像一个君王一样。
What is an umpire?
什么是一个君王
？Anybody? Umpire? What's an umpire?
什么是皇帝和君王
？Isn't one of these people that makes sure the game goes okay, that no one cheats, and everything is done fairly, that the right person wins, the right team wins?
是不是就像一个榨汁一样，然后告像一个裁判一样告诉你，什么哪个谁输谁输谁赢了
？Yeah. So what this is saying is, if you really are going to be thankful in the way you interact with other people, you need an umpire in your life.When these bad things come along, and you're trying to decide how you want to respond to them and what you want to do about it.
你要是真想心存感恩的话，就是说你要有一个君王在你里面做主，来给你让 make 决定，让你让来来让那 make 正确的决定，你怎么来 response 来回应这件事情。
What the umpire in our lives as Christians is the Holy Spirit, is Christ.In the form of the Holy Spirit.
作为一个基督徒，在我们心中做主的是，基督是圣灵。
And so, when something bad happens to us, or when tragedy occurs,
当一些不好的事情发生，当一些灾难发生的时候
，this umpire says, "Listen to my decision as to how you should respond."
那个君王在里面就说，你要听我的，你应该如何的来回应
？Don't curse that person. Don't be angry with them. Bless them instead, and you will see God.Do a wonderful thing in their life.
不要去诅咒他，不要去咒骂他，而是叫为他祷告，而且要祝福他。你会看到神在你生命当中将做一个奇妙的事情。
Now you can't do this on your own.
你自己不可能做到这些事情。
But what the Holy Spirit does is He gives us a new heart when we become Christians.
当你成为一个基督徒的时候，圣灵在你里面给你一个新的心。
And He lets us know that we've been called to peace and not quarrels.
他这个心让我们在里面就给我们平安。
Why else would Jesus say in the sixth chapter of Luke, "Love your enemies"?
在路加福音第六章说要爱你的仇敌。
Who ever heard of such a thing?
你们有没有听过这件事情
？How do you be good to those who hate you?
你怎么能对恨你的人做些好做？善待他呢
？How do you bless those who curse you？
你们怎么能够去祝福那些咒诅你的人呢
？How do you pray for those who mistreat you？
你们怎么为那些虐待你的人去祷告呢
？And yet here's the miracle。
然后这就是一个神迹
，that in the midst of all that， you can， with God's help， say yes， I will bless when cursed。
当神帮助你的时候，你就有能力说。可以，我可以为他来祷告。我可以。
In a few minutes, you're about to see some people come up and say thank you to God in a very special way.
过几分钟，你会看到有几个人会到这里来，用他们的行为来说，神，我感谢你。
They're actually making a public announcement that they want to live like this way.
他们准备做一个公开的宣告，他们愿意这样的生活。
They want to be thankful when bad things like this happen to them.
他们会，在。坏事临到他们的时候，一样心存感恩。
And that is not a normal response.
这不是一个正常的反应。
The normal response for today's world,
现在这个世界一个正常的反应应该是
The normal response for today's world is, you did that to me, and I'm going to get you for it.
是你如果你这样对我的话，那么你会后悔的。
However, for these for the new people who are going to be baptized today.
那可是对于这些今天要受洗的这些新人。
They are making the announcement with their lives that when things like this happen, they're not going to try to take revenge on that person.
他们要过一个进行一个公开的宣告，当坏事临到他们的时候，他们不再寻求报复。
But their response will be similar to that of the tragedy in the Amish community recently.
他们的反应 有点类似于在最近发生的一个阿米什事件发生的那样。
If you remember what happened,A little girl, little girls were murdered in the Amish community.
在一个亚马在阿米什这样一个这个社区里面，有一个小的女孩被谋杀了。
Daughters were murdered.
一个女儿被谋杀了。
But instead of revenge,
但是他们这些父母他们没有去revenge 去报复去复仇。
The Amish community offered love and forgiveness.
这阿米士的他们所提供的是爱。
It wasn't that, 赦免。It wasn't that they did not feel the pain.
不是说他们没有感觉到痛苦。
But they chose to listen to and allow the Holy Spirit and the peace of Christ to rule in their hearts and make the decision for them.
而是他们愿意听从圣灵在里面说话，让基督在里面告诉他们做什么样的决定。
And it wasn't just about words.
那不仅仅是几句话。
They didn't just say, "We forgive you."
他没有仅仅说我们原谅你了。
They showed it.
他们做出来了。
They raised money for the family to make sure the children of the father that was the murderer could go to school.
他们为这个谋杀者的家庭捐款，让他们的孩子们可以去学校。
It was not about being thankful for the tragedy.
他们不是说为这件这个苦难这个灾难来感恩。
This was the death of their beloved daughters.
那是他们所爱的女儿的一个死亡。
But it was about the opportunity to show love and say thank you to God for a relationship with Him that would show the world a better way.
他们是感谢神有这样一个机会。来一个把他们和神的关系能够表达出来。
They were grateful. They had the opportunity to extend God's grace and mercy to others.
他们也感谢神能够有他们给他们这样机会能够把神的爱能够是交给加借着他们能够领导其他的人。
Do you know what grace is?
你这什么叫做grace? 什么叫做恩典吗?
It's providing the good things you don't deserve.
是给你一些好的东西，这些是你不应该得到的。
The love of God, the dying of Christ on the cross,
就是神的爱，基督在十字架上为你的死。
The opportunity for salvation,
是一个得救的一个机会。
Do you know what mercy is?
什么是怜悯
？Mercy is not giving someone the bad things they do deserve.
怜悯就是说那些你应该得到的一些坏事情却不给你。
Revenge, hatred, getting back at them for something bad they've done.
就是憎恨复仇还有这些恨。
That's what they deserve.
这是他们应该得到的。
An eternal separation from God.
而且是和神永远的分离。
That's what we all deserve.
这是我们每个人都应当得到的。
But the Amish are saying thank you to God in a very special way, a better way, and they want the world to see it.
但是这些亚米士人他们用选择另外一种方法来感谢他们神。
Their attitude was gratitude because of the peace of Christ ruling in their hearts.
因为基督的平安在他们心里面，所以他们的心是一个感恩的心。
This is what happens when you become a Christian.
就是当你成为一个基督徒的时候，你的生活也会变成这样。
It doesn't happen all at once.
它不可能是马上就会改变的。
It won't happen all at once for those who are going to be baptized this morning.
也不会是今天早晨这些就会这些就突然改变的。
Just like the Colossians, there'll still be a little of the old stuff left.
就像在哥罗西书那样，在一些人的里面，一些老的东西还存在那里。
So we're going to have to remind them.
所以我们还要不断的提醒他们。
We have to remind each other of the new life we have in Christ.
我们彼此互相提醒。 那我们在我们里面有一个基督新的生命。
And that brings us to our second point.
然后我们就存到第二个点，今天的第二点。
God expects us to say thank you, express in the role we play in His love-creating community.
神愿意让我们在神所建立的这样一个有爱的家庭当中，让我们彼此之间的角色，让我们来感用我们的角色来感谢他。
You want to hear a shocker? You want to hear something surprising?
你想听到什么东西很惊讶吗？惊奇吗？
The person sitting next to you, if they're a Christian, is God's example of love to you.
在你身边坐的那个基督徒是神给你设立的一个爱的榜样。
Now, for some of you, that's a really wonderful thing.
对他说，哦，这真是太好的事情了。
And for some of you, you might have to pray about it with the other person.
对，有时候你说，哎呀，那我要赶紧需要为他祷告。
But that's the example God wants us to be to the world.
这是神在世界当中给我们设立的这样一个榜样。
That's what it says here. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
让神的
dwell in you richly.
让神的爱在你们的心里面深深的扎根。
That's the Bible. That's the Bible. That's the word of God.
The word of 这是神的话，就是圣经。
And he says, as we teach and admonish each other, and as we sing songs to one another.
当我们彼此的教导、彼此的劝勉、彼此唱歌的时候。
And with what? The attitude is,
我们的心是一个
right, the attitude.
Go ahead,
please.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. And to be able to do that, to be able to put up with each other, to be able to be that example of love, it takes some help. God is there to help us.
如果你需要这样做的话，你需要一些帮助，但是神是我们永远的帮助。
But, you know, we have to make some decisions. We have to listen to the umpire.
我们必须听到那个在我们里面做王那个，我们然后才能做决定。
We have to learn to do things without grumbling and complaining when things go wrong.
我们要学会了，我们不去抱怨，在有些事情没做好时，我们不要去抱怨。
And I want to share with you a brief story.
我要给你们讲一个很简单的故事。
From a devotional.
从一个灵修的一个小册子上面。
Now imagine being given a bowl of sand.
想象你有一大碗沙子。
And in this bowl of sand, there's some very tiny pieces of iron.
在这个沙子里边有很小的那些金属的一些铁锹。
And you are told to remove the iron from the sand.
然后呢，你呢需要把这些铁锹从那个沙子里边把它挑出来。
Now you have two choices.
你有两个选择。
You can put your fingers through the sand searching for the pieces of iron.
你可以用你的手指头一个个去把那些铁锹把它捡出来。
And you'd probably find very few.
你可能找捡不出来几个。
Or you can pull a magnet through the sand and watch.
你会找到一个吸铁石，把它放到沙子里面去找。
And watch it attract all of the iron.
你会看到那些吸铁石把所有的那些铁锹全都不吸出来了。
And so this author says, like the fingers in the sand, the grumbling heart finds very few mercies.
这个灵修的作者就说，那个用手去捡沙子，就是实际上是得用一个抱怨的心去来寻找需要感恩的东西。
But as the grateful heart moves through life with Christ,
但是一个感恩的心，
it finds countless blessings.
一个感恩的心就像吸铁石一样，它会在那个里面找到数不清的一个需要感恩的东西。
And this is about the choices we make in life.
这就是我们今天要做的选择。
And no other choice you will make will affect your attitude and your relationship with the other person as much as your choice between gratitude and grumbling and complaining.
在我们所做的各种选择当中，没有一个选择能够对我们生命影响力大于你选择是抱怨还是选择有一个感恩的心。
So what this verse 16 is actually teaching us.
第十七节也是在教导我们。
It's about our attitude of worship.
是我们在敬拜当中的一个心态。
Worship just doesn't take place at church and stop here.
敬拜不仅仅从这里开始，也从这里结束。
Worship is about how we overflow with thankfulness for each other, and it comes from being grounded in the Word of God.
敬拜同样是我们那个感恩的心从我们心里边流露，也是彼此之间的互相的感谢。
Grounded by faith within a love creating community, the church,
是在扎根在一个在神所创造的这样一个 充满友爱的这样一个群体当中。
Who is being transformed by example to be a blessing to the rest of the world?
被神改变成为一个祝福世界的这样一个榜样。
So when the world sees how you interact with each other, they should be able to say, "There is Christ."
当世人看到你们彼此相彼此如何相待的时候，他们说，哦，这就是基督要做能够做的。
And that's what we're thankful for, not for the bad things, but to be able to say to the world, "This is Christ. This is love."
这是我们要感谢的，不是那些坏事情，而是透过这些坏事情，让人看到我们什么是基督徒，这就是神的爱。
And finally, we come to our last point.
我们现在来我们最后一点。
God expects us to say thank you, expressed in a way this community, the church, lives out the Christian life in the world.
神愿意透过我们这样一个基督徒的一个群体，如何在世上的生活来说，如何去感谢他。
And it goes along with the verse, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
这句经文就是说，你们无论做什么，总要无论是说话还是行事，都要奉耶稣基督的名。
Giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
用感恩的心将感谢献给我们的父神。
It's about our honoring God with all that we do, our best in everything we do. That is the best way to say thanks. That's the way the church says thank you to God in the world.
是把我们生命中最好的来献给神，用它来说我们神，我们来感谢你。
This is the way they can see the difference between darkness and light.
这就是黑暗和光明的区别。
Now, an example of that, many of you know that I'm very fond of the movie Facing the Giants.
有一个电影叫做面对巨人。
I know the youth in the church know that.
我们的年轻人知道这个电影。
And just for those of you who haven't seen the movie yet, it's about a football team.
如果你没有看过这电影的话，实际上那是一个关于一个足球队。
And it's about a coach.
和他的教练。
And it's about a Christian school. The football team is part of a Christian school. It's a Christian football team and a Christian coach.
那个足球队和足球教练是属于一个基督教学校高中的。
But they don't win any football games.
但是他们从来没有赢过一场球。
And he is basically a failure at life.
这个教练的一生几乎是一个失败的一生。
And so what do you expect that he does?
你们希望他能够怎么样呢？
He grumbles and complains.
他就整天就抱怨，整天在那里grumbling.
and he says, God, why did you do this to me? I work so hard. I've been working at this for 7 years.
我已经干了7年了，我这么努力，你为什么还这样对待我？
Can't you just let us win a few football games?
你能不能这样让我赢那么一两场呢？
And the whole movie is about how he.God answers him.
整个一个电影就是在讲神怎么回答他。
And in the midst of all his pain and agony, he reminds him of who he is.
然后让那些一直抱怨在那是的人提醒他们说你们是谁。
He is part of God's community.
你们是神的社区中的一部分。
And his job, although he's a football coach, is not.To win football games.
虽然他是一个足球的教练，但是他的工作不是去赢得一场球赛。
His job is to make sure that that football team becomes an example of a transformed community that creates love.
他的责任是让这个足球队成为一个被神改变以后的这样一个群体，能够有爱从里面彰显出来。
And that they honor God in everything they do.
在他们做的任何一件事情上都来荣耀神。
And when they start honoring God in everything they do,
当他们在任何一件事情都去开始荣耀神的时候，
they start winning football games.
他们开始赢足球赛了。
And guess what? When they start honoring God in all they do, the guy's life becomes a success.
然后当他开始在任何事情都荣耀神的时候，他的生活也就变得成功了。
Some very amazing things happen to him.
一个非常奇妙的事情在他身上发生了。
I won't spoil the movie for you.
我不会讲太多的这个电影了。
What I'm going to do is I'm going to close today with the talking to you a little bit about the holiday Thanksgiving itself.
最后我会讲一讲什么是感恩节。
Now, this holiday was because a religious group called the Puritans wanted to have religious freedom, and so they came to the U.S. to be able to do that.
这个节日是关于一群 清教徒他们来为了他们自己的信仰来到了美国来寻求他们寻求他们 的信仰自由。
It was the hardest thing they had ever done.
这是一个非常困难的事情。
One year, 106 of them traveled to the United States on the Mayflower, and 46 of them died.
那一年有106个人在那个五月花号船上来到美国，有46个人在一年之内就死了。
And another year, over 400 of them traveled to the United States, and less than 100 lived.
另外一年有400多个人来到美国，只有不到100左右人才能够生存下来。
Was it worth it to become a love-creating community in this new world of dangers where only a few of them could live?
然后这样的话，能够值得吗？为了建造这样一个有爱的一个这样一个群体，那么多人都死掉了，这样值得吗？
They thought so. And so after being there for a year, the Puritans celebrated a harvest festival called Thanksgiving.
他们认为这是值得，所以多年几年以后，他们有这样一个感恩的这样一个会，他们把它叫做感恩节。
And they did it with their neighbors in this newfound community.
他们和他们新的一个新的邻居在一起形成这样一个新的这样一个团体。
These were Native Americans who were amazed that these strangers would come to a land that was so different, not know how to live there, risk death, and then be grateful.
这些土著的印第安人，就是当地的居民，看到这群人，他们有一个生活的方式，他们就感到非常的新奇。他们看到他们那么多人死了，但是他们仍然心存着感恩。
And so by watching this love-creating community, the Puritans, and seeing how they honored God,And everything they did, even though everything went wrong for them, many of these Native Americans became Christians.
看到这些清教徒，他们在凡事上都感谢神，甚至在苦难当中也把荣耀归于神，心存感谢。那么很多的印第安人也都归向了基督。
It was finally Abraham Lincoln who made Thanksgiving a formal holiday.
最后是亚伯拉罕林肯把感恩节变成一个正式的一个节日。
And he tried to remind the country, he says, we have become a great nation because of God's help. But we have forgotten about our dependence on God.
他那个警告这些美国人，美国这些这个大众，他说，我们今天是因为神的祝福才有今天这样的光景，但是我们很多时候我们忘掉了神，我们希望也从神来独立起来了。
So he says here, it seems to me fit and proper that God should be solemnly acknowledged.
他说我认为应该把一切的感恩都归于神是合宜的。
And he says, I therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States.
他说因此我邀请在美国各个地方我们的公民们。
And those who are at sea and those who are in foreign lands.
在海上的和在外国寄居的。
To set apart and observe the last Thursday of November as a day of Thanksgiving.
把每年11月的最后一个星期四分别出来作为一个感恩节。
And praise to our beneficent Father who dwells in the heavens.
来赞美祝福我们一切的这些父神。
Lincoln said in the midst of one of the bloodiest wars in history, our only hope is if we repent,Worship, observe, and praise.
林肯说，在美国独立战争最残酷的时候，他说我们唯一的希望就是我们要悔改，我们敬拜我们的神，然后我们遵守他的教导，然后心存感恩。
But you know what? God has left that objective as the objective of the church.
神现在把这样一个目标留给了教会。
A love.Worshipping community that honors God in all they do.
一个充满有爱的一个社区，那个充满敬拜、一个赞美的一个社区，就是教会。
In their worship with each other, they teach each other, they sing to each other, they overlook the little wrongs that we have between each other.
然后这些彼此的教导、彼此的劝勉、彼此的唱歌、彼此感谢，这样一个群体。
And it's a community where the peace of Christ rules in our hearts.
这样一个群体有神有基督的平安住在我们深深住在我们的里面。
The last thing I want to read to you is from the the congregational pastor of the church that I belong to in Maryland.
最后有一个是他的原来教会的一个
It strikes me that this year's Thanksgiving Day will be affected greatly by the example of Christian forgiveness shown to us by our Amish friends.
我感到非常 strike me. 今年的感恩节受到这个阿美士的朋友的一些很大的一个有影响，因为基督教的这一个基督徒的一个生活的方式。
What they have accomplished in their humble way has far exceeded the influence of our sermons.
他们所做的对他产生的影响，比我们所讲到要产生要大得多。
These simple people, and if you know the Amish, they are very simple people.
这样一群简单一些朴素的人
have brought love and forgiveness back to the center of the public mind.
把神的爱重新带到一个公众的心中。
And they have reminded us of what really matters.
他们在提醒我们什么才是真正重要的。
Trusting God in the midst of tragedy.
在苦难当中要信靠神。
Not holding grudges. Not complaining.
不是来抱怨。
Returning good for evil.
以善待恶
showing love in practical ways
用实际的方式来表达爱
and this type of response to suffering
然后呢忍受苦难
will carry throughout our land linger over our land go throughout our land
在我们这个整个的国土当中
It went throughout our land. You know, this event was in every newspaper, not only across the country, but practically every news agency in the world.
这不仅仅是在美国的各个报纸，而在所有的这个几乎世界上的很多的都报道这件事情。
He finally says, "This Thanksgiving is a time for healing the divisions among our common troubled lives."
这个感恩节是一个让我们这个。让我们来医治整个我们社区一个分裂的这样一个分裂生活的一个时候。
Whether we do it as individuals, families, or churches.
不仅我们是个人还是家庭还是教会。
It's time for coming together in a new way.
我们用一个新的方式能够来到一起。
At a deeper level.
在一个更深的层次。
This is being rooted down deeply and growing fruitfully.
这就是让我们在里面深深的扎根能够在上向上来结果。
If you have the opportunity to invite a stranger or show kindness in some way you haven't before during this Thanksgiving holiday, take advantage of that and show your community, show the world, show your family that you are part of a love-creating community.
当你愿意表达你的感恩的时候，你碰到一个你不认识的人的时候，这是一个机会，你把神的爱，这个神透过教会的爱能够传给他。
And by this, you'll show them that your attitude is
gratitude.
当
做这件事的时候，你要显现给他，你的心是一个感恩的心。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Father, we're grateful for this opportunity to perhaps examine your word in a new way.
主耶稣，我们感谢你给我们这样一个机会来重新来学习你的话。
We're grateful for those who will come forward soon and say they want to become a part of this love creating community in baptism.
我们感谢你有这样一群人，他们愿意来到前面来，用他们的来见证，他们要成为这个有爱家庭当中的一员。
They want to declare with their lives that the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ means something. It's special.
他们愿意来见证主耶稣你自己的受死、埋葬和复活，在他的生命当中却是意味着一件不同的事情。
And Father, may what we heard here today from you be special, so that other people will know that you are God of love.
当我们主耶稣，我们愿意说我们今天所听到的是这样的特别，让人人都能够知道你是爱。
And help us to do this with an attitude of gratitude.
让我们有这样一个感恩的心来做这样的事情。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
从耶稣的名祷告，Amen.